Hi there, it's day 42, and today is the August full Sturgeon moon. So today I want you to host a full moon ceremony. You can do it alone, or you can invite others to join you. You know, the moon is a powerful presence in our lives, pulling on the ocean's tides and creating a rhythm for all life on the planet. The phases of the moon used to be honored by people across the globe, defining our farming calendars and our own fertility, and determining celebrations and events. Today, a lot of our modern culture ignores our deep and ancient relationships with the moon, and I think that that's really sad. A moon ritual is a great way to connect with the rhythms that we share with all of life on Earth. It's also a powerful tool to align with the ebb and flow and the energy as we seek to create the life of our dreams and release anything and everything that's holding us back. So begin your full moon ceremony by smudging yourself and any tools that you're going to be using and anyone else that might be joining your ceremony. And then I want you to start by writing a letter to the moon and asking for help to release something from your life. This could be a relationship. It could be a thought pattern, a grudge, a physical ailment. It could be feelings of anger, envy. It could be anything. It's a great time to release the blocks that are holding you back from your dreams. So say that to the full moon and the new moon to become part of a month-long ritual. So you just need to focus on this being a month-long ritual, not like over that evening, but it will continue. You can place your letter somewhere it can be received by the moonlight overnight, or you can burn it outside under the moonlight, releasing all that's holding you back. And then the following day, you can dispose of the ashes or bury the letter into the earth. Or if you don't have somewhere to dispose of it, you may place it in the garbage can with the intention that it'll be absorbed back into the earth and that the energy will be released. Another thing that you can do to celebrate the full moon is to make moon water. We do this all the time, and it's super easy. Just take a jar. Be sure to smudge the jar first and foremost. You can do it with a smudging spray or smoke, whatever way that feels comfortable to you. You can also add crystals if you want, crystals that are safe to be in water. And you can place some water. I always like to use bottled water or distilled water and put it outside in the moonlight. Then the next day you're going to drink your water. It can also help to revitalize and cleanse your energy. You can set a manifestation for the water. You can really place your thoughts and feelings into the water being healing for your body or bringing forward anything it is that you need at this time. But the most important thing about any ceremony that you do is you have to do what feels right to you. Listen, you can just sit outside by the fire and listen to some music and focus on the past, the present, the future. You can sit outside and color or draw. It doesn't have to be fancy and it doesn't have to be complicated. Just think about what you want, who you need, who you are, and the direction that you're going.